If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Well, welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad, everybody. This week, very excited. A very funny, good friend of mine, Maddie Wiener. Thanks for coming on. What's up, Maddie?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Maddie is one of our friends from way, way back. We started doing comedy together in 2000 and something. Doesn't matter.
17? I was 16. You guys were like, 18.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, we were friends, but it was normal because of comedy. You know?
Yeah, that makes it sound.
Nick's a little bit older than us, so it's different when you're like, "I was 16," and Nick's like, "I was 21," but it wasn't like that at all.
Kenyon and I were both in high school when we met, that makes it normal.
It makes it a lot more normalized. We weren't seeking out Maddie. We didn't find her. It was both children who were trying to do stand up, and I actually brought you back in because you tried to dip out, and then I asked you if you were a true artist and you were trying to perform at Fishmonger's Fish Restaurant open mic. I tried to be cool about it. I'm like, "Hey, I'm hosting the open mic at the Fish Restaurant if you want to come by and say."
Oh yeah, and I was like "Whoa, he's like inviting me to like a gig." a fish restaurant in Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah, I was trying to flex on the fish restaurant. I was like, "Let me just throw this. This is a big deal.
No, because I think
you can get up and have like a $9 haddock. It's very cool.
No, because I had tried it like twice after school and was like, "That was kind of fun." And then 3 months later, Kenyon messaged me on Facebook and was like, "So what, you quit?" And then I was like, "No, fuck you." And then did it for 6 years out of spite to like prove Kenyon wrong.
Yeah. Now he's like, "Would you quit, please? Could you quit?"
That's why I'm going to get royalties and someone as soon as the show comes out.
So Maddie, you said you started doing comedy in high school. So were you like a funny razzmatazz kid, or were you kind of like a what were you pre stand up?
I was like, kind of like a very goody two shoes kid. Like I was like getting good grades and stuff until I started doing stand up, and then school kind of dipped off. But I was hanging out with like art kids and like the theater building and like. The art room and like
so you're exactly who everybody thinks you are.
Yeah. There's no mystery or layers. Yeah. It's very apparent. Yeah.
The denim jacket and whatever you can assume from that.
So this might be assuming of me, but because you were kind of like a goody two shoes, do you remember one time where you got in trouble? Like what would be like the worst trouble?
I mean, this is so comically like. No, but the first thing that comes to mind is when I was like 9 years old, my mom made cookies and she like wouldn't let me have as much as I want. And she was like, "Okay, good night. I love you." And I like didn't say it back. And then I like went to my room and I was like, "I feel so bad. I'm a horrible daughter. I like failed you." And she was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like she doesn't even care. Once an adult says good night to a kid, they just like, it just
they're clocking out. They're like, "I'm sorry, I don't have to talk to you anymore."
No, you should apologize for like waking me back up.
I actually have memories of my parents saying to me, like, "I said good night." Like it was, it's the end of the day.
No, I closed the show.
You're done.
I signed off.
Yeah.
Maddie, what was the, I remember I was with you one time and you encountered like on your laptop, like old essays your mom wrote about you and you were like five and she's like, she has no center or direction. She was just like, "The other boys are fine, but Maddie worries me." And then it was like some weird psychotic thing you said when you were like five to your mom about like, "What's a scientist? Do they study everything? How can you know everything?" And then your mom was just like, "Is there such thing as like thermoboarding a five-year-old?"
Okay, my mom would be like mortified that we're talking about this. So I just want to say like, we're good. She's like, but yeah, there was like literally like, I have my mom's old laptop my first year of college and went back and found like journal entries where she was like, I don't know if Maddie's like, okay. Like, yeah, I think she used the term, like, I don't know if she like has a center to return back to.
It was like a true north. It was such a weird philosophical thing for a 5-year-old where it's like, Maddie has not found her purpose and meaning, and Maddie doesn't know who she is or who she wants.
I've watched
the way that
she plays
in the sandbox.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's only made a 3-block tower, and I'm just worried.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just worried that she's not going to really, you know, go to Duke. It was kind of...
No, I don't know what this is about me that at like 20 years old, I was reading that mortified, like, oh my God, is my true nature being exposed? Like, was it right. All my life that I'm a problem fine. Child? And then you look back and you're like, oh, I think I just like had ADHD. No one knew what to do with that.
You know, you're just weird. This is like just for your own family.
Yeah, that's the thing is like you are your mother's daughter, right? So you are weird, and so is she because she's writing the essays.
Yeah, writing it. It's kind of a weird thing to do to keep like journal logs, like it's a I don't know a like a plant you're growing in science class, and you got to be like today there's 2 more leaves. Like what? My mom doesn't have a journal. It's like Kenyon did this. You're just tired to get home from work. You throw some food at the thing and you move on.
It is funny too that it was like it wasn't like oh it took her first steps today. It was like what is she becoming?
Yeah. It took her first steps, but in what direction?
Yeah.
What's fucked up too is I called her and I was like, hey, so what is this? And she was like, I don't even remember writing that. Like. She was like, oh, I don't know. Apparently it turned out fine. I was probably just stressed. And I was like, okay, well, my sense of self was just rattled for an hour. So I was just worried that I'm like secretly a serial killer or something.
It's funny that she's like, I don't know what that's about. She's just like burning everything in a vault.
Yeah.
Like a CIA op like directive. Designed.
The research has been compromised.
Yeah. There's like a secret lair under your house. You're a cyborg.
And she's like, I don't know what it's about. And she's like ushering assistants to be like, burn it all.
It's like the ultimate. They designed the ultimate female comic. You find out. CIA.
See, my mom never wrote essays, but she would ask these questions of me that would put those thoughts. Like, you know what? She would sort of passive aggressively do that. Where, like, one day, all I did was ask her for help on math homework. And she looked at me and she goes, do you think that you need like a helper in class? Someone to sit with, like a para, like someone.
Oh my God.
Who has, you know, like the kids who have like special needs who need like an adult there with you. She was like, maybe you need that. And I was like, no, I just don't. The multiplication kind of, all right, I'll go to my room.
No, I just need a mother. That doesn't make me special needs.
Yeah.
If the umbrella of special needs includes parental affection, then
Well, it's such a I'm WASP really thing to be like, you have feelings. Are you disabled? I don't understand. I don't get it. Do you need a medication? And just everyone's on 40 medications. I think he just needed love and acceptance. And they're like, no, he has a chemical disorder.
No, he's like, he keeps asking for hugs, so we got him a weighted blanket.
Yeah. Just keeps him down, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't bring up her dad yet, Kenyon.
We didn't. Well, that's you don't need to bring the internal monologue out. It's such a weird.
Yeah, I was like,
need a helper? Jesus Christ! Yeah. We didn't bring that up, and also I didn't bring that up, and I'm kind of nervous about where things in my relationship are going. Anyway, let's continue with that. just throwing things out. But yeah, no, I met your dad a couple times. He's a hilarious guy. Do you think because he does, you know, has Asperger's, so he's very, very blunt, tells it like it is, as they would say. Do you feel like? What are some blunt, like, kind of funny things he said to you over the years you feel like had some...
Oh, well, one of them was to you, actually, and I'm sure you know what I'm about to bring up, is Kenyon was on his way... When we still lived in North Carolina, you know, we were hanging out, and Kenyon was on his way to my house, and he hit a deer with his car. And
the deer hit my car. It wasn't malicious. I didn't... It wasn't out of hatred of deer. The deer kamikaze'd my car. I love animals.
No, he chased it down for a mile and cornered it into a patch of trees and just rammed it repeatedly. No, a deer, like, flew over his windshield, but he, like, easily could have died. His car was, like, totaled. He pulled into my house, and my mom was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And we were sitting at the table, and there was kind of a pause, and my dad goes, so why do you hate deer?
Yeah, it's just such. He didn't look up from his food either. It was just such a confident move. But he just had like little hilarious quips. that I found to be.
And there's no direction out of that because
no, the only
way, yeah. You just have to laugh and be like, ah, you know.
That's what you needed because you're just like, oh my, I don't have a car anymore. Just completely totaled. And you're like, all right, well, that's the end of that, I suppose. There's just no way.
So no, Asperger's is cool because there really is just like, what is the most funny or honest thing to say and let the chips fall where they may?
Right. Yeah.
It's very
your dad,
exciting.
Your dad's a seller comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're growing up at the table. He's just let it. Your parents are divorced now, so I'm sure it's not always the most conducive thing for romance, but is there anything like any stories in your dating where it's like, she just said, this makes the most sense for us to procreate. And then I knew right there that he was my man.
How Asperger's makes you like,
like how does that work when you're trying to like impress someone for the first time? Like, I don't know.
Well, I haven't watched my parents fuck, if that's what you're asking.
I'm just saying, if they have like
how does a seducer, like what really turns your mom?
No, I'm saying like in the courtship tales, like people's parents have that about like, I met them, you know what I mean? That's not a weird thing.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think my dad's still like a very sweet guy. He's just like, but I don't know. Cause I don't know. Like a lot of the, I'm trying to think like a lot of the details of like how they met and stuff. But I don't know. I think it more comes out like, I mean, cause it's kind of like, I know more about like how he shows that with like us, like me and my brothers. It's like, you can still be caring and affectionate, but still say things like very bluntly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of
for some reason, I'm like, I can't understand. I'm like, yeah. You're saying that in a way where it's like, yeah, you'll be a blunt, arguably abrasive guy, but actually really caring. I'm like, yeah, that connects.
I don't know. I can see them getting along, like a guy with Asperger's and then his wife who's writing essays about
writing a blog about her kid.
Yeah, I
like that. They're like, do you? Yeah, they just had a petri dish together. They're like, you want to grow something else? And then
no, it works to have a dad that's like, I don't really see emotions, and a mom who like makes them up. Like that kind of balances out.
I really like unapologetic people that stay true to no matter what. Your dad seemed like that. Just it's like, no, I don't care what the situation is. And I know like the disability or whatever, but it's just is it a disability or is your dad just kind of a funny guy?
Yeah, is it just like a chill hang?
Like, what if you just made that up so he's like, I actually just don't want to not say what I'm thinking my entire life, so I'm just gonna just say I have Asperger's and then I can just really let it rip with like my 12-year-old.
That's so funny. But no, I do think it makes you like, I don't know, kind of a better parent in some ways because it's like you don't it wasn't like there wasn't a lot of like coddling, like in a good way, you know what I mean? He kind of just talked to us like adults in a way that it was like, oh, you kind of like respect me and we'll have like a real conversation with me, like which is nice.
It is nice, but then because my dad would do the same thing, he very much like treated me like an adult, which was nice, and I feel like I was very respectful as a kid to like other parents, and I wasn't a crazy child at all, but occasionally I'd be like watching like my friend's dad like play, and it was the weirdest thing because they'd be like playing with us and like doing voices, and I'm like, this guy's like, can we just have a kids only sort of I don't know, this is a weird situation for me.
I had that too, because it's like my dad just did it to the point where it was like uncomfortable. He would just be like walking to my room, he's like, yeah, I don't think I'm in love with your mom. I just have to be like, yeah, and he's like, I don't really know. Like, I hate my job. I don't know what to do. And I'm just like, all right, I'm 11. We just learned cursive the other day.
I imagined, because we were talking about playing, I imagine like you holding one action figure and him holding the other and him just being like, yeah, I'm not in love with your mom anymore.
He's out like, of the blah, action. Blah, blah. Sometimes I think about just after work driving and never turning back. What do you think? Boom, broom, broom. Away from you into my new life.
Oh, look at my new life, Kenny, and I have this big house.
Oh no. Oh, here's a wife that actually respects and understands me. Oh, here's a letter from you. Throwing away the mistake.
He's teaching you how to drive, and you're like, Dad, when do I press on the brakes? And he's like, never. You just keep going.
Don't stop, Kenyon.
You run the red brakes, light. You might end up in the middle of North Carolina with two kids you didn't want.
Oh, man. Yeah, my dad was never quite that bad. There was a little bit of self-awareness.
But like, did he ever like play? Like, was he a playing dad?
we would have a lot of like debates at the dinner table. That was like our big.
When you let, when like, you look into the peer of Maddie's family, you really see who she is more. It's like, yes, we did consider it play to yell about whether or not there was free will in front of other people, and you're like,
it
I
was more
it
of
was...
an intellectual leisure.
It's like meeting Martians or something. Like it's just sort of
no. And I do think the downside of like what I was saying about like, oh, he talks to you like an adult. Like that's great because it, you know what I mean. It teaches you to like, it, you're like you don't feel like you're talked down to as a kid then, which is awesome. But I also think it led me to like say things that I thought were cool because my dad would be like, oh yeah, that's funny, or that's fun. Like if I was like, religion's so fucking stupid and everyone who believes in religion is an idiot, and then you go out into the real world and say that and other adults are like, that is absolutely not okay for like a fifth grader, like my dad would be
and
like,
and then you just start hilarious. But you have to that's when you have to engage them in intellectual debate, because you'll be like you could go, well, that's a straw man argument, and you put a clock on the table and start saying you have two minutes to defend your belief system, and then I will.
I was walking into elementary school like, my dad says we all live in the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah.
I was like that in science class all the time.
Maddie has a controversial podcast. She has guests on in kindergarten. It's like we have to hear out everyone's thoughts. I don't care what the bully did.
I'm watching Jordan Peterson, but genuinely because I just like hearing him talk about like Cinderella and shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't he talk about like dragons and stuff now, slaying the dragon, stuff like that?
Well, now he has like a hole in his brain because he was a dick. Mr. Don't be a pussy, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, couldn't handle little Benny withdrawal, so he like got himself put in a medically induced coma for 2 weeks in Russia so that he didn't have to get through that, and then got off that, and so he's a little well done. It's a little well done. So, you know, his followers, he's like, you gotta just go out there, slay the dragon. But he was just like, no, I'd actually rather be put in a medically induced coma than go through a hard thing.
And also, that kind of attitude sort of did make sense now when you look back at it as someone who's on Xanax, when he's just like, hey guys, just clean your room and you know, be a man and do the stuff. And the way he was talking and so calm and stuff like that.
He's like, oh well, that is very Xanax smart brain.
It's sort of
like being fucked up, and you're like, sometimes you just gotta like clean your room, man. And people are like, that's fucking genius, man.
No, people are like, I'm gonna take like life advice on like balance and moderation from someone who only consumes opioids and beef. That seems beef. Like, you know, there's a thing like his daughter like only eats beef.
Yeah, they have like a weird autoimmune disease that's never been proven. So they're just like, well, no, the way to cure that is just 100% pure salted meat in your
body. You know, like a zombie.
Yeah. And it's funny, the person who's behind like the keto, what used to be the Atkins diet, like Dr. Atkins, died of a heart attack when he was 60 years old.
That's fucking hilarious.
Because you can't just pump your body full of salt. Like, you'll lose weight short term, but it is very bad for you. And the same way you can lose weight short term, starving in the woods. These are other ways.
No, keto, you know? Like, I'll see keto people be like, oh no, I can't eat fruit. I have to like have a steak for dinner every night. And I'm like, how is this working for you? Like, your body is shutting down.
Right, but
You lost weight because your kidney fell out of your ass.
Well, you do it because you're tricking your body into thinking you're like starving to death. And then they're like, well, let's just use the reserves because there's no more new energy. And it's not, they're like, I feel so much more alive now that I've tricked my internal clock into thinking I'm stuck in the woods.
Also, listen to yourself. No, I can't have fruit. I need a steak. That's what's good. Listen to that. Just listen to it and be like, oh, this seems stupid.
No, I like can't process the idea of like, I just feel like your body would feel like so thick and heavy all the time. Like, I feel like you would like feel like clumps of blood like pushing through your veins. It just sounds like clogged. It sounds awful.
Yeah. No, it's
but
it's no good.
I mean, I love a nice steak. So if I really
speaking good, of, but that's another fun like little. I don't know if it's an Asperger's thing or if it's just my dad's personality, but his diet is like he had a heart attack where he almost died a few years ago, and now he eats like super crazy healthy. Like I think it kind of like softened him up a lot, but he eats like super crazy healthy, and he'll have like plain oatmeal with like a bunch of fruit and like salmon on it, like all mixed together. And I'm
wow. Salmon and oatmeal.
Maybe it's not salmon and oatmeal, but it'll have like a salad that's
salmon
like
salmon and oatmeal. If I saw a person throw a fish into oatmeal, I would think they have. If the Alzheimer's is the only excusable thing for someone, I understand theoretically that being how. But if you're dead at that point, your dad literally is a robot who's like, "This is fuel time," and then he just throws that in a blender.
Yeah, it is just
puts that in a hole in his head, and then goes and starts yelling at religious people or whatever. Like,
it might not have been salmon and oatmeal, but it's something like a salad with like fruit and salmon on it. Like something where I was like, this is like technically like medically nutrition, but you might as well be like eating it like through an IV.
Right.
Wait, he all blends it together?
No, this is like mixed together in a bowl where I'm like, oh, none of these flavors like make sense. There's like dill and strawberries, but I guess he's very healthy. So,
but that's how I would do healthy food too, because that's how I do unhealthy food. I just stick it in one bowl. I'm like ice cream, buffalo wings, and M&Ms, and then I'll just eat that. So I could see me doing that with like eventually when something will have to happen. I'll need to have a heart attack or something. And then I'll turn it around and I'll just be like kale, broccoli.
Oh, you could do that now. Yeah, I don't know. Or you could live now. I just live through a public health thing and you're like, well, I don't want to use that at all.
It's so funny to be so self-aware and be like, I'll wait till I almost die. And then
yeah. You could turn the ship around now. Nick, one could argue.
It's hard to turn the ship around when there's no iceberg, Kenyon. Okay. When it's just a clear horizon, there's no turning the ship. Why would I turn
before it? Before we recorded, we talked about how you look like a ghoul. So I think there's not, you know, there's improvements that could be made.
My body looks like the shape of my body right now. It looks like when you have a water balloon, but you put like too much water in it and you hold it, hold it by the knot and it like all just sort of droops down.
You just look like a sad pear.
Yeah, sad pair, exactly.
Yeah. But that's what happens when it's just you're just this drooping thing, and you're like, you know what? I'll weigh it down with beer. Like it's just you're just like this balloon that is being weighed down with beer, and you're like, I just gotta wait for a. You know what the iceberg is? The summer and having to go to the beach. That's the iceberg. That's darkness. And unless you want to be that guy with the shirt on, or pretend that you hate outdoors for 3 months, you're like, I'm sorry, I'm allergic to water. I can never come to your pool party because I.
Oh, I'll never be really the guy with the shirt on, I think. Go ahead, Maddie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've done that so much.
I was really banking on like another year of quarantine to like get my shit together. And now we're like doing stand up and there's like pictures of me on stage. And I'm like, oh no, I didn't think I would be in public for another year. I was not ready.
No, it's a little.
Quarantine, I think, like is sort of like a drug, at least, because I got a little addicted to it. Because the other day I don't know. I was like, do I go out to an open mic or do I quarantine? And I relapsed. I quarantined. I just stayed inside under a blanket, watched a movie.
And you're like putting your head on the stovetop and being like, I feel a little hot. I should stay in.
Yeah.
Burn marks all over
you. You're fully vaccinated. You're like, oh, I don't, there's new strains out. You're just
yeah.
Like, I don't know, guy. You just stayed home. You're like, I quarantined. I was saving people. Like, you just.
That was the addicting part of it. It was like rewarding to be like, oh no, I'm not going crazy. I'm staying in. I'm being safe.
Yeah, right.
And they're like sitting in your bed, jerking off, eating ice cream. And being like, I'm basically a doctor. It's Doctors Without Borders.
That was me the whole time, which was kind of, I noticed my hypocrisy. Cause I'd be like, anytime anyone would invite me out, I'm like, you got to stay in, protect your health, protect other people. You're an idiot. And then I'd be like, well, I'm just going to stay home and eat ice cream and get alcohol poisoned. Like, it's just like, I'm like, no, I'm staying in for my health the entire time, drinking like a six pack a day. And it's just sort of like the damage that was being done to my body. I'm like, you don't want to touch corona. It's like, you know what COVID does to you? You know what you do to you? You're the real danger. Stay 6 feet away from yourself. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, Maddie, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is so much fun.
Do you want to plug anything before you go?
You know, I just have a website, maddiewiener.com. I put everything in there. I got some shows coming up. I'm selling rugs now. So
yeah, go buy her rugs. Her rugs look so cool.
Thank you.
Do you do full, are you full on art now? Like if someone asked for one of those smiley face sketches, would you what's it called? When commission? Would you like commission a smiley face?
Totally. I've had like some like rug commissions and I'm really trying to just like cobble together money from stand up and art. And
that's what the jean jacket's about. She's full on. She's arting out.
Arting it out. I just want to make money through my thoughts and actions. As my ancestors did. I'd like to be like, how will I pay for this candy bar? With a poem and a question for you, sir. What makes you happy? Jesus Christ.
Will you take a limerick?
Yeah. not real. So, side note, Maddie comes from generational wealth. Anyway, funny, great podcast. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's so funny to do a whole podcast that the premise is like, oh my God, my dad is awful. Anyway, he's bankrolling my lifestyle.
And yeah, So I get to sell rugs and say my little funnies, and it's all great and good.
But it's not about how awful you're. The pod's just about dads. It's not about how awful. Yeah, it doesn't have to.
Maybe our dad specifically. Mostly my dad awfulness.
But no, my dad's listening. He's a good guy, but he's definitely he's fucking hilarious.
I hope he listens. I really hope he does because I've been wanting to meet him for a long time, and it would be another download. So God bless him.
Yeah. I'll send it to him.
Yeah, all right, Maddie.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fuck You Dad. Big news, me and Kenyon are co-headlining two shows, May 21st and May 22nd. May 21st at Teehee's Comedy Club in Des Moines, Iowa. May 22nd at the Wild Rose Casino and Resort in Clinton, Iowa. Follow us on Instagram at Fuck You Dad Podcast for more updates on shows in Chicago and other areas. Take it easy and sleazy.